Pat Elflein, number 65, center, rookie.
With a 70th pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Pat Elflein, center, Ohio State University.
Keys to being a good center are mentally being sharp. Every time you walk out in the field, you have to get everybody lined up and get everybody on the same page. You have to be really smart to be able to adjust because, you know, the defense isn't always staying the same. They're always moving and giving you different looks. So you really have to be smart to play the position well. Playing offensive line and being the center, you kind of have to talk. You have to be aware of the down and distance every play, making the calls. I'd say I'm a talker on the field. Nothing too over top, but just communicating with my teammates. Oh, I always want to help out the team any way I can. I did that in college, high school, you know, trying to just get on the field and contribute to the team any way I can. So, you know, I'm taking the same mentality here in Minnesota. The coaches are great. You know, they're hard on you every day, and that's what makes you better. That's what makes you the best. They're critical of you, but you just have to be able to take coaching, and you know, they're not going to accept it unless it's the best.
Get your splits. Hey, same thing. On the hit. Fine. That's it, DJ. Better. Better. Ground.
The O-line is great. Joe Berger, Alex Boone.
It's a hell of a group now. You better watch out.
You go from being a big man on campus in college to back to being a rookie again or almost a freshman again. So it was a little transition, but I knew that coming into it, that it was going to be like that. The leaders in the O-line room are real good to the rookies and real helpful, and they're great leaders. Linval Joseph is a very, very good player. He's tough to block. He's smart, very physically gifted, and you know, I'm glad he's on our team. The center-quarterback relationship is one of a kind. You know, it's always good to try and be on the same page as them and, you know, see what they see. And if you can communicate efficiently and effectively between the center and the quarterback, usually you have a pretty good offense. I'm the youngest of four siblings. I got two older brothers and an older sister. It was definitely very competitive, but we'd always go support each other. We were real supportive. My dad does concrete. My mom was in food service all of our lives. So hardworking family, and we're all really close. What's it like to be a Viking? It's incredible. You can tell, you know, right when you came in, the culture of this place and the culture of the fan base and how we practice and how we handle ourselves. It's a hard-nosed, blue-collar team that's, you know, going to show up to work every day. And when it's game day, it's going to get, you know, it's going to get real. It's just been a dream come true being here, being at training camp, you know, putting the pads on today and playing against the best in the world at this game. You know, it's surreal. It's fun. I'm trying to live in the moment and take it all in. And, you know, I'm out here having fun while I'm doing it.